from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Hour 3, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. This was like on the bus to my high school basketball game. This is when I was getting in the zone, Keith.
Is that right?
Yeah, freshman basketball.
What an anthem.
Yeah, this is like get in the zone.
Yeah, upstate Vermont.
Yeah, I'm getting five basketball. Minutes tonight against Missisquoi.
It's Doc and Hellas Hud, which is the name of the CD, will always remind me that I bought it twice. Had it as the CD.
Wow,
had it as a CD, and then the car I had only played cassettes. So I had to buy the cassette.
You had to go out and get the cassette.
I had to downgrade to the cassette.
Now, why couldn't you do the cassette?
The disc man
that popped into the cassette. You couldn't do that.
At that point.
Wow.
I had the 6 CD changer in the trunk.
Oh, nice.
So, like, mid-car ride, you're like, want something else? Too bad. This is what we have right now.
Fire drill. Pull it over. Quick fire drill.
But it was cool that it was a changer. So, like, there were six back there.
That's a flex.
But why the hell it was back there, I still have no idea.
I don't know that I ever got to a CD changer. I had the disc man that plugged in. I don't know that I ever got to a disc changer.
Yeah, no,
I don't know that I ever had a vehicle that had that, ever.
My sister had the one that you put, like, the tape in, but then it actually plays the CD. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah,
so that was, I never had that.
You'd, like, park your Discman right in the middle.
And you're like, this is bizarre.
Skip City.
Oh, yeah, don't go over any potholes.
No, no,
these,
no.
These roads in New Hampshire, you couldn't play anything.
Honestly, just stay in a parking lot. Just stay in your driveway and just listen.
Like, this is cool listening, isn't it? Yeah, this is cool listening.
That's what I had for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got to, like, a changer there. I don't think.
I'll tell you.
And it was in the trunk.
Yeah, so, like, before you'd go out, you'd pop the trunk.
So what was on deck? It was It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
It would be
Flesh by Flesh, Blood by Blood.
Korn, all DMX. Slipknot, System of a Down, Insane Clown Posse.
Nice.
Prodigy.
Sure.
Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
Probably the
so
sick.
Angry.
That's how you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Angsty. You're angsty. You know what?
I was running hot a lot back then.
That's what I was like.
I've mellowed since.
Yeah.
Then you could always mix in, what else? You wanted a little Wyclef Jean? Maybe put a little Wyclef on there?
Yeah, maybe there's ladies in the car.
You never know.
Yeah.
Probably not, but there could be.
if the opportunity could come up. If there ever were, though, six CD changer.
They'd want the Wyclef.
It's like, oh, my last boyfriend had the Discman.
This is impressive.
Yeah, this is
impressive. Like, I have a CD. Can I play it? Like, well, no, not now. But if we pull over, I can pop the hood for you or the trunk, and you can get back there and scrum a draft. And not only that, but you could, like, put stuff over it. So now you're back there. You're, like, moving, like, basketball equipment in order to, like, find the CD player.
It's all my dirty basketball shorts. Yeah. She's like, oh, no, what
is that?
Don't look in there.
It's under the shoes. Yeah, pop that out. Yeah. And then you're like, what do I do with the extra CD? I'm like, I don't know. Just toss it.
That's somewhere.
Yeah. What a mess.
We've come
a long way.
You ever have a CD you had to buy twice?
I'm too cheap for that. So, like, I've had CDs stolen, like, in high school and college.
You never got them back?
You're like, all right, looks like Evil Empire is gone. looks like I'm never getting that one.
I bought Cracked Rear View, Hootie. I bought that a second time.
Why?
Because I liked it so much.
You played it too much that it burned out?
I think it might have burned out. I think that might be why, yeah.
Too many spins.
Too many spins on Hootie.
That's a good album, though. Like, I'm not going to fault you for that. I actually had the tape on that. I'm surprised you were even at the CD age for Cracked
Well,
Rear
by
View.
The time I got to Vermont, it might have been years later.
Fair enough.
It might have been many years
later. You
just
Hootie and the Blowfish?
No, but that is weird. There are albums that I'm like, the sequence doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, Blues Traveler 4 on tape.
Blues Traveler 4 on tape?
Tape. How does that make sense?
I don't know. My first...
I think I might have had Bush 16 Stone on tape.
Is that the Glycerine?
Yes.
Glycerine. That's that one.
Glycerine.
That's good. I mean, Bush was solid.
They had a lot of
tracks.
I'm
saying, but like, I don't think that chronologically makes sense. No, but right. I had a tape for some of those.
I had my first tape that I can remember was Snoop Dogg Doggy Style. That was a great tape.
Nice.
And yet, I think
first parental advisory purchase I ever had.
Yes.
Really?
I remember my mom had to buy it. I remember we went up to the thing because that was probably 93. So I was 9 years old when that came out.
You know what's hilarious about that? So was your mom like second guessing you at all? She's like, why are we buying this? Oh, she was good.
No.
Because now
great sense of humor. My mom didn't like really censor that stuff. We would listen to Jerky Boys in the car all the time.
Nice.
Good sense of humor.
Now moms love Snoop Dogg now.
Yeah, right.
Moms love Snoop
Dogg. Oh, the Olympics?
My mother-in-law?
Yeah.
For the Olympics was like, this Snoop Dogg.
They love him.
And I'm like,
have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
You guys seen this guy?
And I'm like, I can't. I didn't grow up in Kathleen's home, but I can't imagine in like 1992 she felt that way.
Okay,
but,
we got an LBC horse in the house, right?
Get cracked. Look at that. Look at that. Yes.
So, yeah, that
moms love Snoop
Dogg. That was like a good tweet when somebody was like, I don't know if all these moms realize that it's the same guy they wouldn't let their kid listen
100%.
To 30 years ago.
It.
Yeah. But they love him. But then, if I remember correctly, then I think my sister had the Dr. Dre album on the Chronic on CD, which came out before the tape. So I'm like, why was I buying the tape? Unless I didn't have a CD player.
Maybe it was for the vehicle. That's what Billy might have just answered
maybe
our question.
The Disc Man. Could have been.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, let's upgrade. And then I remember everyone was like, oh, they sound so much better. And then this was a fun time, too. This is way before,
they did sound better, though.
Before Napster and BearShare and LimeWire, you would take CDs and make a mixed tape out of it. Classic. Everybody our age is like, yeah, of course. But people younger are like, wait, what? So you would take a CD.
Yep.
And then you'd have like a CD player that also
Jones
like two.
Looks confused by this.
God, Billy knows what I'm talking about.
I think
like
I get
the tape
what you're
deck. So you like a tape deck in there. But rather than going from tape to tape, you would take a CD and then like hit record on the tape. And then when the song was done, you'd stop it. And then you'd just let you do it that way. So you took all your CDs and turned it into a freaking tape.
I'd always take the tape and slightly turn it a little bit just to get the tape where I need it to be so it started where it should start. Instead of like you hit record, you hit play. And then when you start the tape, you're already like 2 seconds
behind. Yeah, you're too far behind.
It was the most like MacGyver I think we ever were.
I never did that with a CD. I did that off the radio.
Really?
Yeah, I would record songs off the radio.
I can't believe you would do it off the radio and not from go from CD.
I never.
Jones is just recording the Big Show. He's just like, let me get a.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Weiner lines going
Pete
on right
Shepherd
now.
Take. hot in the streets.
I gotta hear this.
Yeah. So no, I think I did that with. I would record songs off the radio. I never did that off a CD.
How would you know it was coming? Wouldn't you like miss half the song?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I would just be. I was just like running
the DJ talking over the whole.
I didn't
intro.
Say that. Yeah, I was like. Better than Ezra's on. I'd like run across the room. I was like, oh my God.
It's like half commercials.
Half past the hour, 75 degrees here in Vermont.
Yeah. It's like Delilah or something. It wasn't like a good radio show.
No, it was probably definitely
I don't know why Delilah doesn't need to catch strays.
Yeah, Collective Soul.
Oh.
No joke.
Yeah.
They brought Fenway the other day.
Uh-huh.
They have way more hits than you think.
They were at Fenway?
Yeah, they did a whole thing. Davey Snaps was there, and it was Bare Naked Ladies.
Nice.
Collective Soul.
Nice.
And Hootie and the Blowfish, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, they were all there together.
It's
one after
show.
The next. That's a great show.
Shine's awesome. Shine's an awesome song.
Shine's an all-timer. That's the... how's that one go, Bill? Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Heaven let your light shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
That's awesome.
How has Shime not done anything with this song?
Damn it.
It's right there.
It's right in front of our faces.
Shime.
I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine.
Like a hot take. A hot take. That's when you let that pop in.
It's a free idea for the morning show if they want to kick that around a little bit.
Yeah.
Just Shime doing rejoiners. Just all as Shime. We did on a other version of this show.
I think he would have done this if you guys let him.
Yeah, you were a part of Karaoke Tuesdays, right, Nick?
Unfortunately, yeah.
No way. So what was that?
Me and Shime would just sing at the end of the show back in the day.
But what?
Mostly Shime.
But what? What songs? Was
any
it like
songs.
A assigned
like a
by the audience?
Every
no,
week
Karaoke Tuesday. So it was just a karaoke. Like
just let it rip.
Yeah.
Not like a parody song. Just like let it rip.
He and Greg sang a song together. That may have been where their relationship really took off.
Yeah.
We sang a bunch. I'm not sure Dale ever sang with Shime.
No?
I don't believe so. But it was fun.
Under that same kind of group of music, like it's tough to top Far Behind by Candlebox.
Dude, Candlebox?
What?
What's
Far Behind?
Far Behind is...
you'd know it if you heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, you would. They also have another song called You, which goes real hard.
Really?
I would see your Far Behind and I would raise you.
New intro song?
Yeah, oh, I think it could be.
Yeah, it could. It rocks.
You gotta,
I like corn. We're not bumping corn.
No.
But yeah,
you got to bleep out one cuss word. But they hit like it's like the PG-13 movie that swears once, but they use it right.
That's that song.
they know how to use it
right because they like builds. And yeah, like, yeah. F you, and you're like, whoa.
That's like a good. It's like a good podcast.
This is far behind. This is a cool.
This
like,
does sound
early '90s jam.
Okay,
this is great. This picks up
a lot of movies and TV shows have used it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is
good.
It was on the radio well into the 2000s.
Get your khakis and your flannels from Structure.
Yes. Now you got it.
Yeah.
Wide leg JNCOs.
Oh, yeah.
No, so I've talked about this before.
You didn't have big pants?
You have JNCOs?
No, I actually didn't.
JNCO.
I wore less sweats.
The grayer the better.
I wore like black sweatpants, I think until like middle school. Then I went to a much bigger school and you're like, all right, I don't want to be like the guy wearing sweatpants all the time. So then I think I pivoted to capris.
Nice.
No, I pivoted to probably like jeans, I guess at that point.
Yeah.
Jeans with the chain where you listen to the Slipknot.
No.
I didn't.
Were you a wide leg JNCO guy, Billy?
No, not a million years.
See, but did you want to be?
A little bit.
Some
of them were obnoxious.
I wanted to be. I'm like
I enjoy like the wide leg, but there were dudes who's like the bottom were like the biggest of boot.
No,
cuts.
but I wanted to be.
I didn't.
I'm
want
like,
the,
let me do it. But I'm like, you can't pull that.
Dude, couldn't get past like the wet bottoms.
Oh
like,
yeah.
On a rainy day, the water would just rise up to your knee.
Can't deal with it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do you remember the carpenter pants?
Yeah.
You had like the little holster?
Gonna put your hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you need.
You got my hammer.
Drill.
You guys need tape? I got tape measure right here. You want to measure something? You're like, no.
No.
We're in eighth grade, dude. We're not measuring stuff.
Like, right. I was going to say, I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer.
Jesus.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Stick my pens in there or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but those I probably had.
Oh, like I had carpenter pants.
Cargo shorts.
You have the zip ones?
Carpenter. Wait, zip shorts?
Yeah, they're pants that zip into shorts. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, right. Like zip off the legs?
Yeah, like zip off.
Yeah, they were like wind pants more.
Yeah, it was more of a wind pant material. Yeah.
And then it was also like, wait a minute, this cool pair of pants is also a cool pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I had that.
I feel like I rarely wore them as pants.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of lower body clothing.
I feel like I rarely wore them as pants. I mostly wore them as shorts, but I had those.
So you had like random like knees down just lying like, around somewhere? Like, the bottom half of pants just hanging
just
around.
Shins.
Yeah.
Folded up
you
my
see drum. My shins? You guys watch my shins?
Hey, Mom!
Shins.
Mom, where are my shins?
I need to zip them back in. It's cold today. You're like, nah, you're fine.
Mom, they're my. I just leave them in my backpack.
Yeah, no, it was a simpler time.
I like the JNCO jeans. I like that look, but I didn't have enough self-confidence to pull that off. I go, it's a cool kid thing.
Another
not
good,
wearing those.
No. Another good Shime-related text. Does he sing anything from Shime Down?
Ooh.
That's not bad. Shime Down?
Yeah, well, I know the band. I don't, but I'm not sure I know the song unless I hear it.
You probably know a couple of them.
Hashtag cancel karaoke Tuesdays.
So don't buy bigger shorts.
Fair enough. Thanks, Simon.
That was my stance. Don't add them with the shins on the bottom.
Chris Bosch. That's funny because he screwed up his own name. He couldn't say Chris, which happens to be his own given name. That's why I like that one so much.
The ALCS.
So now it doesn't sound like everybody like karaoke Tuesdays, but
David
I like
Ortiz.
I like. I've heard that
David Ortiz. Yeah, no, karaoke Tuesday was not, admittedly, probably the best segment, but we did have some fun with it.
Okay,
the highlight came
that's all
when
that people really care about it.
This was the highlight, not to relive the past because we're on to the future. But the highlight came. Remember, a couple of years ago, the Red Sox had like a team anthem. It was that Callum Scott song.
Mm-hmm.
So Callum Scott was in the building, so he came in studio with us, and we were talking to him. And I was like, you know, we have the voice of an angel in the other room. His name is Chris Scheim. He can also sing that song.
Oh, and Scheim performed it?
He sang it to Callum Scott, and Scott gave him a thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah, he thought it was great. So I was like, all right, there you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Songbird of a generation, they call him, Chris Scheim.
Beautiful.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.